Hi, my name is Deck Doyle, and I've been a driving instructor for the best part of 15 years. I'm a full-time instructor, and my driving school is Top Gear Driving School. That is Top Gear Driving School. It's a great name, isn't it? www.topgeardrivingschool.ie. I'm a fully accredited ADI, and you can find me on the RSA website. I've set up this podcast to help take the fear and stress out of learning to drive, and to help people who want to learn to drive to become a safe and responsible driver, to build their confidence. I found the best way to achieve this is to understand the car and to understand the system of driving. I think it's unfair to expect somebody to sit in the car and just get it. What's easy about controlling a ton of metal? So today we're going to deal with lesson 8. And as you can see, as you're going through the lessons, they're front loaded. The bulk of the work is done in the first 3 or 4 or 5 lessons. And that's where we have to put the emphasis on looking up into the road, getting control of your car, understanding the car, understanding how it works. And we started out with that, you know, in lesson 1, where we understood what the different primary controls do and how to get them to do what they were designed to do. And understanding the layout of the road, understanding that you must look up into the road and the system of driving, why are the road signs at the height they're at, to make you look up to get the information early. So at this point, you know, we should now be comfortable in the car. We should now also be looking up into the road, not looking down to the comfort blanket of the gear stick or the handbrake or the steering wheel. We should be looking up into the road at all times and getting the information to be able to make an informed decision. As I've said all along, you can close your eyes and make a decision. It's not informed. We have to get the information and then use the information. So that's what we're going to focus on today, really about safe and responsible driving on the roads. And in lesson 8, we would be doing this in a multitude of different conditions. Towns where there's pedestrians crossing the road and traffic lights, bike lanes, just being aware of potential hazards. Everything is a hazard, you know, like, I mean, if you don't deal with it properly. So we need to be able to be aware of driving through a small town or to a small village or in a housing estate, of the possibility of somebody opening their door, somebody walking between cars. And the responsibility is yours always, because you're the man or woman in charge of the killing machine. Pedestrians be looking at their phone, they'll be talking to the child, pulling the dog along, whatever. You're the one who's responsible and you must be aware and alert. I can't say, you know what I mean, where's the boy running across the road after a ball? It doesn't work like that. I need to be able to be looking up into the road. If I see a ball, there is a child. And that's really what we need to be doing. And it comes back to the same basic things all the time. Control of your car. What does that mean? Controlling your speed. What does that mean? Controlling the deceleration. So we have 3 phases. You have acceleration, you have deceleration, and you have maintaining. In a 30 zone, right, which most towns and housing estates will be, it's now 25-28. And I must be looking up into the road where I can stop quickly if I have to. I have to anticipate that there will be something happening. But if I'm doing 50, it doesn't matter how my anticipation works, my stopping distance is going to be much longer. So I need to slow it down and to be prepared. So you're picking an appropriate speed for the surroundings and the conditions you're driving in. We talked before about driving in wet weather, where we give them 4 seconds between me and the car in front. In dry weather, we give them 2 seconds. Now, if they're doing 35 in a 30 zone, let them off. I'm going to do 25-28, and again, I'm looking up into the road to get the information so I can anticipate. In these conditions, small housing estates or small towns and villages, there is going to be much more activity on the road. And it's that activity that we need to be able to deal with and to be prepared for. And the only way you can do this is by looking up. Get the information early. And you look up 100 yards into the road and you will see everything you need to know. And if you're constantly doing that and checking your mirrors every 10 seconds, now you're in control of the situation. And when you're in control of any situation, that's when we feel good and we feel confident about what we're doing. that's basically what it is. Now, they talk about defensive driving. Defensive driving is when you are checking out other people and the possibility of what they're going to do. So again, I'm looking to the sides of the road, you know, like for pedestrians, for dogs that aren't on leads. You know, everything that's out there is a hazard, as I say. And if you know how to deal with it and you're prepared properly for it, then it's something that you can deal with. And we must do that all the time. And that is requiring looking up into the road, as I say. That's the biggest change we make when we learn to drive, by looking up into the road, lifting your eye line up to the road sign level, and that with that you will be you'll be fine. So that's basically what it is. As I say, at this point we should be in control of our car. We should know the different controls and how to use them and how to get the most out of them, you know. And again, by slowing the car down, you know, maintaining it firstly, you know, at set speed, and then slowing it down using the gears, going back from fourth to third, third to second. And in the situation of the housing estate, you're going to be working between second and third gear maximum, right? We're not going to go beyond 30, and beyond up to 40 is then in fourth gear. Same would be true in around towns. You know, it's more of it's just where we're looking at tight roads, cars parked on both sides, possibility of doors opening, or as I say, people walking between them. And that's what we really need to be focused on. So that's pretty much in lesson 8. We're just picking out the main features of each lesson, and that would be the main feature on lesson 8. And I think if you put your emphasis on that, just again by looking up, you'll get all the information that you need. Okay, that's it. Thank you.